time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser studio, sitting at the piano. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get a listener on the phone to try to guess the tune that Bruce is disguising and the composer whose style he's imitating. Maureen O'Brien is joining us on the phone from Montreal. Hi, Maureen.
Hi.
Maureen, what's your musical background?
Well, I played stand-up bass in an orchestra for 4 years.
So you play upright bass? Do you play electric bass, too?
Yeah, I dabbled in electric bass.
So you play classical, you play rock, you play all kinds of different things?
Yes.
Then you're familiar with all kinds of different music, which will probably help you with this piano puzzler, because there are often collisions between different styles of music. Bruce taking a familiar tune, rewriting it in the style of a classical composer. But of course, you never know what you're going to get till you hear it. So let's
True.
Find out. Maureen, I don't know what's coming either, so maybe we can guess on this together.
Okay.
And if we get stuck on the composer, you can also ask for some musical clues that might help us out.
Okay.
Okay, Maureen, here's your piano puzzler. Well, whatever that was, it was beautiful.
Thank you, friend.
So, Maureen, where would you like to start, with the composer or the tune?
You know, I don't know if I know either.
Well, let's start off by thinking about the composer. What era of music might we be talking about? What century do you think?
I'm going to say 18th century.
Yeah, I think you could probably go later.
Okay.
I'll play the opening again. Let's see. What do you think?
I think that that's romantic.
Yes. There we go. We're in the romantic period.
Mm-hmm.
So, Fred, what do you think?
It's sounding to me like one of the German romantic composers.
Yes. He thinks you are right on the right track with the German.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maureen, any guesses?
I'm going to say Brahms.
Yay!
Johannes Brahms, yes.
Yay!
Bruce, was there a particular piece of Brahms that you had in mind?
Well, as I think Fred knows, my favorite collection of those intermezzi of Brahms, I love the intermezzi, and they often have a repeated figure such as this. Which I put into that. And he also, of course, one of his trademarks is the two against three rhythm, like this. Or here.
So all those characteristics of Johannes Brahms and those late piano compositions, those intermezzi, those intermezzos. Well, Maureen, we got the composer. You named Johannes Brahms, but we haven't really talked about the tune that might be hidden in there.
Yeah, I'm really not sure.
Yeah, I wasn't sure the first time through either.
I would say the tune needs to be sped up a bit to hear it. So I'll play it a little bit faster, try to concentrate on the melody that's sitting on the top in the high voice.
Okay.
But I'm going to change the harmony. It's not going to sound like Brahms now.
Okay.
I mean, is anybody getting this yet?
I recognize it. I don't know if I could name it, though.
Oh, I'm going to kick myself when you name this tune. The tune's going around in my head now.
Oh!
Well, now I'm doing other things to it, but
Maureen, any thoughts?
Let's hope so. I'm pretty sure that's this little light of mine.
Yeah, yes. That is exactly. It's this little light of mine. Yeah, that's right.
Well, Maureen, you got the composer and you got the tune.
Yay! That's
Well done, Maureen O'Brien. Thank you very much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Thank you, guys.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.